off and running. Good morning with a KUAC UConn Quest update. I'm Dan Bross. Conditions were perfect for dog mushing on the Chena River in downtown Fairbanks yesterday as UConn Quest teams started the 1,000-mile race. Generally hard and fast trails have allowed them to make good time over the race's first day, with the frontrunners traversing one of the Quest's biggest challenges, the climb over 3,600-foot Eagle Summit this morning. Eagle Summit is over 100 miles into the race. The precipitous descent of the summit can be scary as teams are fresh and fast early in the race. Mushers like to take on the barren dome in the morning when winds are generally lesser. Two-time past champion Alan Moore, defending champ Matt Hall, Quest veterans Paige Drobny, Laura Neese, Ed Hopkins, and Torsten Konert, and rookie Nathaniel Hamlin are leading the pack with several other mushers close and the rest of the field along the trail between Two Rivers and Mile 101. As KUAC's Zoe Rome reports, mushers experienced generally smooth going leaving Fairbanks.
3, 2, 1!
And our first musher is gone!
The UConn Quest is officially underway. 26 teams of mushers and dogs are out on the trail, competing to see who will be first to reach the finish line in Whitehorse, Canada. The starting line along the Chena River was marked by clear skies and big crowds.
There's just so much energy at the start, both from the mushers getting ready and all the people that are here to cheer them on. It's a great community atmosphere.
The dogs are so excited. I mean, it's so clear that like they love to do this. And it's contagious. They make the excitement contagious.
I just like watching the dogs go by, and it makes me happy to see them.
The cool, clear day made for fast mushing as teams jockeyed for position along the trail, sometimes leading to tangles.
I had a pretty bad tangle a few hours in.
Hugh Neff's team was no stranger to snags and snares.
She had a girl in heat, so that was interesting.
Despite this brief setback, Neff was first to reach the checkpoint at Two Rivers, where, snacks in hand, I was able to catch up with Neff about today's run.
With these younger dogs, they need a little more rest than the veterans, so does a 50-year-old man, and I know there's a nice bed over there in the cabin, so I know what I'm up to.
Good conditions combined with energetic canines and excited mushers makes for close competition. After Neff and his team catch some rest, it's on to the next checkpoint at Mile 101, where teams will prepare to tackle the trail's tallest summits, one of the many classic challenges along the UConn Quest. From Two Rivers, I'm Zoe Rome.
And I'm Dan Bross.
KUAC coverage of the 2018 UConn Quest is made possible by Smart Automotive, Radiology Consultants, Golden Heart Emergency Physicians, Kinross Fort Knox, North Pole Veterinary Hospital, Sourdough Fuel, Cold Spot Feeds, Water Wagon, and Shannon and Wilson. Proud sponsors of KUAC.